This was a Labour win that couldn't have been closer to home for the Conservatives. The party had controlled local government in Westminster since 1964. Now, for the first time, the famous Streets of Power here are run by a Labour-controlled City of Westminster Council. London boroughs Barnet and Wandsworth also fell to the Labour Party. Wandsworth was taken after 44 years of Conservative rule. But despite the elation of Labour's leader Keir Starmer outside London, Labour gains were turning out to be modest. He was nevertheless in good cheer.
This is a massive turning point for the Labour Party. From the depths of 2019, we're back on track now for the general election, showing what the change that we've done, the hard change we've done in the last 2 years, what a difference it has made.
But had this been a general election, the results wouldn't have stacked up to make Keir Starmer Prime Minister. Boris Johnson chose to visit a school in West London as results were coming in. The maths weren't good for the Prime Minister.
That's right.
It's midterm and it's certainly a mixed set of results, and we've had a tough night in some parts of the country, but on the other hand, in other parts of the country, you're still seeing Conservatives going forward and making quite remarkable gains in places that haven't voted Conservative for a long time, or if ever.
Partygate, the scandal over COVID rule breaches in Downing Street, including by Johnson himself, loomed large in this election. But the overall damage to the governing Conservative Party is less than expected. And for Labour, out of the blue, something to dampen the celebrations. Police have announced they've reopened an investigation into claims that Starmer also breached COVID regulations when drinking beer in an office with a group of colleagues. In essence, the message from London voters doesn't reflect the mood all over the country. However, the Conservative Party will have to work hard to try to quell midterm dissent. And so these results aren't really a disaster, but at the very least they serve as a big warning shot. And the main target has been Boris Johnson for his wrongdoings and his style of leadership. Many Londoners have given a negative verdict to the Conservative Party, and that's going to resonate in the corridors of power here. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.